Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent, and also St. Patrick's Day. The first reading is from Deutero-Isaiah, who is speaking to the Jews after the fall of the Babylonian Empire, which had enslaved them after Jerusalem had been destroyed. With the defeat of Babylon by King Cyrus, the Jews were free to return to Jerusalem. Isaiah speaks of this return as a second exodus. But unlike the first exodus from Egypt, they will not go through the desert. Speaking for the Lord, Isaiah promises that they will find pasture as they travel on a road cut through the mountains. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them, leads them, and guides them beside springs of water. I'm sure it was really not that easy. It's a long walk from Babylon, which was in the center of Iraq, to Jerusalem. Some of these refugees must have felt that the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. But Isaiah responds, "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even though she forget, I will never forget you." This is a beautiful description of God as mother, and it reminds us that God does not have gender. God can be described as father or mother. What is important is that the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to her afflicted. As the Jews left Babylon, they must have felt like the Irish in the 19th century as they got on boats to go to America. They were full of fear and hope. They were fleeing oppression and death for a better life. Likewise, the refugees from Central America who set out for our southern border are fleeing from poverty, gangs, and corrupt governments. And yet, when the Irish reached our shores, they were met with fear and discrimination, just as Central Americans are today. Isaiah speaks to all who are refugees seeking a better life. Through him, the Lord speaks words of comfort, compassion, and hope. In John's Gospel, Jesus says that he can only do what he sees the Father doing, and he invites us to join him in the Father's work. Jesus, in showing compassion and love to the marginalized, is doing the work of God, who is both Father and Mother. Pope Francis in the Jesuit Refugee Service describes this work as accompaniment, service, and advocacy. We are called to walk with refugees and other marginalized people and befriend them. We are called to help them in their needs, and we are called to speak out for them in the public square. In many ways, our church has been an embarrassment to us in the past 20 years. But as Catholics, I think we can be proud of the help our church has given refugees, beginning with the Irish in the 19th century, followed by the refugees from World War I and II, and then refugees from Cuba, Vietnam, and Haiti. Our generation is called to continue this work of God with new refugees who, like those fleeing from Babylon, are putting their trust in God, their mother, who will never forget them.